Hey guys, today I want to talk about Jesus and politics. I feel like this is a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot in the church, and that's kind of why I want to talk about it, because it seems like it's a need within the church, and especially with everything going on right now in the world and in America. I think we as believers need to have a better grasp of what is our role in politics in light of God's kingdom, and how does that, what should that look like? And so, first off, I think I used to come at politics as almost, I was more like a pacifist and a person that used to say no to politics, like leave that to the world. It's so messy, it's so dirty. God will be sovereign over it. I'll just focus on what's spiritual, focus on the gospel, and that's it. And so, but I really think we're missing a huge aspect of the Christian life if we just say, we're going to throw out politics. Here's why. So, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. But what did he not say? He didn't say, my kingdom is not over this world, or my kingdom is not in this world. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. And so he's talking about authority, he's talking about power. Where does my kingdom's power doesn't derive from this earth? It's from heaven. And so you also see from the Great Commission, Jesus says, I have all authority in heaven and on earth. Go and make disciples of all nations. And you have Isaiah 9 talking about Jesus, of the increase of his government and of peace, there is no end. Jesus' government, Jesus' peace, his rule, his reign, his kingdom will never end. And if you read the Gospels, you see that Jesus came bringing the kingdom. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And so as you see throughout the New Testament, Jesus came ushering in the kingdom. And then when he rose and was ascended, that was like his coronation. He was seated at the right hand of the Father and was given dominion, and the world was given everything, and all authority has been given to him. So now he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of Gods. And I think oftentimes we say, well, Jesus is, is king, but he's not really here, and we're waiting until he kind of comes back and, fixes things. But I think we're missing all of the, what I just said, of the main things that show that Christ's kingdom is here, that Jesus is king, he is ruling and reigning now. Heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. And what do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? Like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So on earth we're praying that God's will be done. So I didn't see this years ago when I was like, no politics, no war, no violence, and really missing a crucial part of, I think, the Christian life. Because you look at Paul, I mean, he engaged, he debated, politics all over. And so, you know, a lot of people, and I've learned a lot from Gary DeMar on this, so I give him credit. But, you know, he talks about, you know, people say, well, look at the state of the world, you know, everything is, you know, from homosexuality to the transgender movement to Black Lives Matter to critical race theory and just all these things going on in America, you know, just the fascist, communistic wave coming through, and we just say, well, it's just so dirty. But what do you, if you have a kid who has a dirty diaper, what do? You change it. And so we have to look back at Genesis and see the mandate that God gave Adam and Eve. It says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. And then what is the gospel that was preached to Abraham? In you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So there's a command to take dominion of this earth, fill the earth, subdue it, you know, rear image bearers of God, and I believe, you know, Christ's kingdom is forever, and then it's going to advance. Christ, the Great Commission will be fulfilled, and the nations will be reached. And so, I mean, politics involve politicians, which are people, and we need to, people need to be reached, and the thing with, whether it's government, or if you look at any kind of law, you know, is basically imposing some type of morality, and people say, well, don't impose your morality on me, or don't impose your morality on your kids. And everybody does. It's just, whose morality, you know, what type of, you know, where is the authority coming from? And so, it's either God, or in his word, or it's from somewhere else. I mean, every religion, even the person that denies God, even though they know God, like Romans 1, they suppress the truth. Say don't impose your morality, but then, well, why are you telling me that? You're imposing your morality on me by saying that, and so you're saying this is what you ought to do or what not to do, and so we have to look at God's word and see that God's given us commands and God's given us principles and things to live out. One is a society and a culture. And even nations. So, every nation, every country is a theocracy, in the sense that they all have God. It's either Yahweh, it's either Jesus, or it's something else. It's Demas. It's the people. You know, what is the God of the system? So, but I'm not talking about. Ecclesiastical government, like where the, you know, the church is taking the role of the government. I definitely, we see a clear distinction and a separation between a judicial form of separation of, yeah, of government and church and family. And so, but we can't keep God out of government or out of family or out of church. Like, he needs to be, his word needs to be the standard. And so with all of that said, I feel like I'm just kind of hitting the tip of the iceberg, but there is, I've had my views change on this, and I definitely think, whether it comes to you know, art or media or technology or economics, you know, education, government, politics, which has to do with policy, which has to do with law, which has to do with morals. These are all things that Christ has claimed lordship over, and we as God's people need to be involved and present in these areas and claim Christ's lordship over them and say, you know, our God reigns. And because, and you know, and it's a dirty system. You know, we live in a fallen world, and we're here to Edenize the world, to beautify it, to make it more glorious. And as we usher in the fulfillment and long and wait for Christ's return, when death will be defeated, when Christ's enemies will be subdued and put at it as a footstool for his feet, and then the end will come, and then we will be raised to life with Christ. But like, he is coming here to this earth. Like, a lot of people think, oh, we're just going to be raptured out of here, let's get out of here. But now I'm kind of getting eschatology, but you know, bad eschatology hurts people. And if you just think, well, we're not really supposed to be here in this world, and I just want to get out of here, and things are going to get worse, so I'm not going to have children. And I mean, that's just, I think there's just a lot of faulty thinking in that. So we need a better grasp of eschatology, and we need a better grasp of politics, and just how, you know, Jesus, the things that he said, man, people hated him. I mean, it's like, so often Jesus is just proclaiming the kingdom of God or calling out the Pharisees, and people just got so mad. So I mean, they're like, well, it's, politics is so divisive. Well, Jesus was divisive. So that's the way it is. There's going to be conflict because there's going to be opposing worldviews and opposing morals. And so we have to come back to Christ and his word and proclaim his lordship. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll probably have more to say in maybe another episode. But let's proclaim Christ over every area of life, and see that Jesus is king, and that his kingdom is here now, and he's reigning from his throne, and he promised to be with us always, and he's given us his spirit. So church is not a loser, even though we're called to die and to lose our life, that we may gain it. The end is victorious. So we have a eucatastrophe to look forward to, a happy ending, not a catastrophe. So be encouraged and know that even though with everything going on in the world, Christ is on the move. He is, you know, he might crumble a lot of nations, but that's some good soil right there. When nations crumble, people realize their need for a savior, then the gospel can come in and save sinners like all of us. So we'll leave it there.